What if the racing heart, the sleepless nights, the constant worry weren't signs that something's wrong with you, but rather your body's desperate attempt to tell you something's wrong for you? Nearly 300 million people worldwide grapple with anxiety, and the numbers keep climbing. Yet here's the radical reframe. Anxiety isn't a malfunction, it's a message. The problem isn't that we feel anxious, it's that we've forgotten how to listen. Most of us have been taught to silence anxiety with medication or willpower, to push through the discomfort and soldier on. But what if we're covering the check engine light instead of looking under the hood? The distinction between false anxiety, physical imbalances masquerading as mental distress, and true anxiety, essential wisdom about our lives, changes everything. False anxiety stems from blood sugar crashes, gut inflammation, or sleep deprivation. True anxiety whispers that we're living out of alignment with our purpose. Both deserve attention, but they require entirely different responses. Your gut produces 95% of your body's serotonin, the neurotransmitter most linked to mood. This organ houses 70% of our immune cells and communicates with the brain through the vagus nerve, with 80% of signals traveling upward from gut to brain. When your gut becomes inflamed from processed foods, antibiotics, or chronic stress, inflammatory molecules called cytokines flood your system. Your immune system starts attacking your own tissues, and your brain interprets this internal chaos as external threat, triggering anxiety as if you're facing a predator. This explains why the SMILES trial found that dietary improvements achieved 32% remission in depression compared to just 8% with social support alone. You can't think your way out of a physiological problem. When gluten proteins and pesticide residue leak through your compromised intestinal barrier, your body launches an inflammatory response that directly impacts your mental state. What you eat isn't just fuel, it's information that either calms or inflames your entire system. Ever wake at 3 a.m. with racing thoughts and a pounding heart? That's probably not existential dread. It's your blood sugar crashing. When glucose levels plummet during sleep, your adrenal glands pump out adrenaline and cortisol to trigger glucose release from the liver. This survival mechanism creates sensations identical to a panic attack. Your mind constructs narratives, work deadlines, relationship problems. But the real culprit is anxiety, anxiety triggered by hunger and blood sugar instability. Most people experience daily swings that generate repeated stress responses. Each crash activates fight or flight mode, telling your body you're in danger. The fix? Structure meals with a quarter protein, a quarter starch, and half vegetables with healthy fats throughout. Think of it as blood sugar insurance. That bedtime ritual of almond butter or coconut oil isn't indulgence. It's keeping your glucose stable through the night so your body doesn't interpret sleep as starvation. Caffeine has a 5-hour half-life. That 8 a.m. coffee, half remains at 1 p.m., a quarter at 6 p.m., still affecting your system 15 hours later. The trap? What feels like needing caffeine is often withdrawal from yesterday's dose. Caffeine promotes cortisol release, activating fight or flight, and amplifying stress reactions. For slow metabolizers, it's literally anxiety-inducing. Many take anti-anxiety medication while consuming the substance causing their anxiety. Alcohol creates the same paradox. Evening wine modulates GABA receptors for relaxation, but your body compensates by converting GABA to glutamate, an excitatory neurotransmitter. The result? Rebound anxiety worse than before. You wake at 2 a.m. with racing thoughts, then reach for alcohol again the next evening, perpetuating the cycle. This isn't moral failure, it's biochemistry. Understanding these mechanisms doesn't mean never enjoying coffee or wine, but recognizing they're powerful substances with real neurological impacts that might be undermining your mental health. 60% of American adults experience loneliness, with Gen Z, the first generation raised with smartphones, hit hardest. We post photos seeking digital witnessing, modern pics or it didn't happen moments, yet this substitute for genuine connection leaves us hollow. The problem isn't just psychological. Your hunched posture while scrolling restricts blood flow to your brain. Tension in your neck, shoulders, and jaw muscles connected to your sympathetic nervous system physiologically triggers anxiety. Even your widened eyes focusing on screens mimic a fear state. Social media platforms exploit your fear response and reward circuitry through unpredictable validation, likes, comments, shares, triggering dopamine releases like slot machines. Media companies discovered that fear-inducing headlines and controversy capture attention, boosting revenue while corroding mental health. You're not weak for feeling anxious after doom scrolling. You're responding exactly as designed. The attention economy treats your focus as the commodity being harvested. Reclaiming it requires recognizing that being informed doesn't mean being constantly plugged in, and that genuine community happens in physical space, not digital feeds. After optimizing sleep, nutrition, and inflammation, lingering anxiety isn't a problem to fix, it's wisdom to hear. Your body communicates what your mind can't articulate. The metaphors matter. Panicking in elevators might signal feeling stuck in life. Fearing being alone might reveal unmet needs for community. True anxiety often stems from unexpressed creativity, misaligned relationships, or living out of sync with purpose. The concept of true yes and true no reveals self-betrayal. A true no manifests as physical contraction, clenched muscles, tight breathing, stomach knots. A true yes creates warmth, release, ease. The false yes, ignoring your body's warnings to please others, generates anxiety no supplement can resolve. Meditation builds the muscle to observe rather than identify with anxious thoughts, creating space between stimulus and response. But the deepest antidote is genuine connection with others. Research spanning 75 years concluded simply, happiness is love. Full stop. We live in a culture that pathologizes discomfort and monetizes solutions. Productivity in pills, mindfulness in apps, wellness in weekend workshops. Yet anxiety isn't the enemy. It's the canary in the coal mine, the smoke detector you've been trying to silence instead of investigating the fire. False anxiety reveals that your body is struggling with blood sugar, inflammation, sleep deprivation, or caffeine overload. Correctable imbalances with straightforward solutions. True anxiety signals something deeper. You're living out of alignment with your purpose, suppressing your creativity, or tolerating relationships that drain you. Both types are invitations to pay attention, to reclaim authority over your own body and life. This doesn't mean rejecting medication or dismissing professional help. It means recognizing that you possess wisdom about your own experience that no test can capture. Your anxiety isn't what's wrong with you. It's what's right with you, trying desperately to guide you home. What if, instead of fighting your anxiety, you asked it what it's trying to tell you? What if the discomfort you've been medicating away is actually the most honest thing about you, the part that refuses to settle for a life that doesn't fit? Your body isn't broken. It's speaking. It's time to listen.